Oh, how you doing? It's Zach Cassidy.
MH100.
Peyton Prince.
Father George.
Adam Henry.
TJ Laramie, and you're listening to Windy City Sports.
Yo, what's good? My name is Drake DeMore, and you're listening to Wind City Sports, Windsor's only local sports radio program and podcast on CJAM 99.1 FM, where we are now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. New episodes of Wind City Sports drop here on CJAM every Thursday, live at 8 p.m. Replays are now on Fridays at 4:30 p.m. You can hear all of our old shows on SoundCloud, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcast. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and much more. We'll talk all about that at the end of the show, as we normally do. Today is Thursday, June 7th, 2018, and it is episode 99 of Wind City Sports. This week on Wind City Sports, returning to the show is one half of the OHL Fanboys podcast, Brian Thompson, from right here in Windsor, Ontario, a diehard Windsor Spitfires fan and going on to his 14th year as a season ticket holder. I caught up with him, haven't seen him since probably March breakdown, obviously back in March. We get caught up a little bit, talk about the OHL Fanboys podcast, talk about some general Windsor Spitfires news. We talk about some memories back at the barn, what stands out to him being a season ticket holder for all those years. And we talk a little bit about professional wrestling. We talk about Border City Wrestling over at the Charo Club and our love for the art of professional wrestling. We also talk a little bit about Michael DiPietro and what to expect from them in the next season of OHL Fanboys podcast. They run a seasonal gig where they just run throughout the OHL season and then into the CHL Memorial Cup. They still have one more episode to do, at least at the time that we recorded this and that I'm recording this right now. They're waiting for the OHL schedule to come out in order to do that last episode. So we're going to jump right into that in a few minutes here on the podcast. But first, there's one thing I have to get out of the way that I've been meaning to actually announce. I don't know, it's not that big news. But 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be away out of the country, actually. The first time pretty much ever, rather than going to the U.S. I'm going to Italy, going to see where my family's from, travel the world a little bit, have some fun and all that stuff. I know that it's not really important, doesn't really matter. But fact of the matter is that we're still going to be doing Wind City Sports here, both on the podcast and on CJAM FM 99.1 in both Windsor and Detroit. I have some interviews pre-recorded, and they will be airing during those 2 weeks. Then when I get back, hopefully at this time right now, I don't have anything lined up, but hopefully I might even do that one pre-recorded as well. If not, we'll get back and try and get an episode out for that first week of July. If anything, I might have to take a break around there, but regardless, I know it's not that big a news, but we still will be doing Wind City Sports during those 2 weeks, and I'll be posting some stuff from Italy on our social media, anything sport-related or I think that might relate to Windsor, anything that I think you guys might enjoy, so probably not much, to be honest, but I'm going to try my best here and try and keep you guys entertained. But that being said, now is normally the time that you would hear a PSA from CJAM. Here on the podcast version, we now have scrapped that, and we're going to jump right into the interview slash discussion, not really interview, the podcast with Brian Thompson of the OHL Fanboys podcast. So here we go.
Now we're on.
I'm up back.
Yeah. Save it for the podcast. Mm. So I'm back here. What is it? Toast Manor?
For now.
Toast Manor for now in its dying days, possibly. It's Brian Thompson of the OHL Fanboys podcast. Been on the show before with Steve, actually a couple times, and
he's in rehab now.
Steve's in rehab.
Yeah,
he's going through some
after
stuff
last time.
Yeah, that took a toll for sure. So as we sit here, just a little bit after Memorial Cup, OHL Fanboys just wrapping up. You still got the one send-off episode pretty much to do, right? With the
OHL whenever schedule. The schedule comes out, and then we just analyze it to death, and then. It's actually good, the OHL, when they release the schedule, they make a list of all the highlights. I don't even got to look too hard. We just find, like, how many teams got 3-3s.
Oh, yeah.
Who's stupid enough to schedule games on Super Bowl Sunday. Who's stupid enough to schedule games during the World Junior Gold Medal game. Stuff like that. Like, I remember 2 years ago when they had the U.S. election, because it's always on a Tuesday, right? And OHL almost never plays on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Who hosted a game that night? The Erie Otters. Like, Don't one of the you guys have teams. Better things to do in a battleground state than, you know, Erie versus Owen Sound?
Yeah, for real.
Nope.
And do they, I remember one when I was in Sarnia, they had like a 10 a.m. game. You ever hear those?
Oh, there's tons of school
for like the games. School, do they still do that?
Oh, yeah.
And so like, yeah, all the schools from the local.
Yeah, because it's wherever, mandatory attendance, go. Right?
Uh-huh.
North Korea.
I remember honest. Being like, is it, like, that was the first time I ever seen it. I was like, is this fucking
oh, no.
For real?
Kitchener yeah. had one. Mississauga always has one or two. Kingston had it's all the teams with shitty attendance, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, well, sorry.
yeah.
Especially back then. They
were so it's like, not. And the but some teams, they let the season ticket holders come, but some they don't include it in your season tickets.
Really?
Yeah, because, well, you got a thing of all these kids coming. You gotta have a controlled environment mm-hmm. for them, permission True. Slips and all that, yeah. so some teams can't go. And
I just remember being like, is this, like, it was a regular season game. And I was like,
oh, yeah, Spence has never played or hosted one, thank God.
Yeah,
that is,
that'd be weird.
It's not fair to the average fan. Like, I get it's just one game, but it's like, yeah, you're not gonna lower the prices for your season tickets to accommodate for that one less game.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. And they don't throw it in. It's yeah. weird.
So that was the big theme of our season this year is
yeah.
what's happening with the fans. Because ticket prices keep going up and this yeah. lawsuit's looming so damn large now.
Yeah, it's true, man. That's one thing I want to talk about, the season tickets. Season ticket member, I'm looking at the sticker right now. But another successful year for the fanboys or what?
For our show?
Yeah.
Yes. As you know, with doing a podcast, it's just the unexpected highlights. Like, stuff mm-hmm. falls in your lap.
Yeah.
We finally got accredited this year. The OHL gave us passes. We covered the Top Prospects game in person, and Steve had a media pass for the Memorial Cup. That was huge for us.
That's sick.
Considering
yeah.
we still have, like, a ban by Kojiko. So, that was awesome. Brampton's play-by-play announcer, their whole career, Doug Anderson, passed mm-hmm. away. Mm-hmm. So we did a 2-hour tribute show for him, and the guests we had on there remembering him were phenomenal. It was a really good year in terms of content. We didn't get to do something as high as the tailgate we did last year, but season 5, it's going to be bigger. We're going to Halifax.
Yeah, for the Memorial Cup, you mean?
Whole thing, man.
So that's one thing you guys have planned for next year already?
We got
sure?
it. Light at the end of the tunnel this year. I'm planning it.
Anything else planned for this for the season?
No, you just kind of let it fall yeah. and see what happens. We want to cover this lawsuit as big as possible. We've talked with Rick Westhead. He'll be appearing on our show whenever there's actual breaking legal news to talk about. But we're going to try some fun things this summer, too. Steve and I are looking at recording an audio commentary for Mighty Ducks 2.
That's a must-see. Everyone already.
People want summer content from us, and I'm like, what the hell do you want us to talk about?
Nothing. Let's do some, like I said, some fun stuff. Just
exactly.
Whatever,
so
right
it's just show. Oddball stuff we're going to do. It's not going to be weekly or probably even monthly, because I get my summer. My dad's a teacher,
yeah.
you know? I'm raising the mentality. Yeah. July and August are my time. You go away.
That's funny. Because, yeah, I remember we had talked about that and some other stuff that you guys might be interested in doing. And the other thing, you guys have an off-season, so you actually can plan stuff, you know,
and
instead
recharge.
Of, like...
recharge. Like, it's
yeah,
a lot to 100%. Talk 45 minutes a week about junior hockey, get guests, put the whole thing together. Like, it's a labor of love,
yeah,
but...
the guest part, is for me at least, is the...
But now that the weather's nice and we're not stuck inside rinks sucking Zamboni fumes, you know, it's nice to breathe. It's nice to... It makes you appreciate it in September, right?
Yeah, for sure, man. And this time, well, maybe not this time, but, you know, about a year ago, this last year, we were having the Memorial Cup in Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was, like, probably a whole nother...
Oh, I was so tired after
yeah.
that.
And you're not used to having it in your hometown, right?
No, we were doing hour-long episode. We usually only do, during the Memorial Cup, an episode after an OHL game. So it was only 3 or 4
yeah.
episodes because the OHL keeps sweeping through. And that year, it was 8. And we had multiple guests every time, so we were just dead tired. And then when the season finally came around, we're like, I don't care. We were just still tired
yeah.
from that.
Yeah,
so it always takes until like November to get things rolling because, you know, teams are still getting into shape, trading guys around, waiting for call-ups. The first 10 weeks of the OHL season sucks.
Yeah.
It's not the OHL's fault, but...
Well, it's a big transition period, right? A lot of those guys are are playing in the NHL and they're rather going to be coming back or not.
Yeah,
maybe
that,
not a lot.
That's the bullcrap part. It's like you're paying full price the first couple weeks for junior B teams sometimes. Mm.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, attendance is down. What?
Yeah. Oh, well, it's a big thing now. People obviously expressing their opinions online. Like we said before, pricing. I'm not going to lie. The pricing is not...
I understand the pricing. Like, sticks are so expensive. These kids got to eat when they go on these trips, and that's a couple $1,000s every time for dinners. The buses, all that stuff. I fully get that. I feel a lot of teams don't appreciate that they have to provide utmost in-game entertainment. Because my $23 or whatever it is for a Spitz ticket is double the price of a movie ticket. Where I know I'm getting entertained for an hour and a half. I don't have to fight in the parking lot to get out.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be great. I don't have to worry about team crap in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm doing that, the in-game entertainment and appreciation has to be top-notch. And a lot of these teams don't do that. They take it for granted because, well, it's hockey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not 1960 with one televised game a week. I can watch any NHL game at any time I want for free. Step it up, or you're going to get passed by. That's the nature of any business.
Mm-hmm. I think a big thing here is people, like with the WSU Center, people don't like going there. They don't like parking. They don't like...
But there actually is... But I've never understood that argument because Windsor Arena had literally zero parking spots.
It's always been worse.
But people made it work.
Yeah, 100%. I remember I've been parking right across the street there.
Yeah, we always parked in the municipal lot.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's just, that's the Windsor entitlement. I don't care about the parking so much. It's the Spitfires really need to realize that they're a blue market town, and yet all these ads are for like private financial group, Viewpoint Estate wineries. I'm like, save the PGA, man. You got a lot of people who scrap together cash just to see Owen Sound.
Yeah.
Like, but that's, they think all the money, and I'm not just saying Spitz, but other teams, all the money is in these luxury suites. All the money is in the platinum seats, all the extra perks of that. You spit on your fans, they're going to be the first to go, and then you're screwed.
That's one thing that kind of that we talked about when I was on your show.
Yeah.
And we talked about just the Windsor fan mentality. we shake our heads here. But that, you know,
you gotta be careful what you say anymore.
Always, man. But did you renew your season tickets this
always,
year?
Yeah. Always. This is no question. 14th year. Yeah. You make a commitment, you stick to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you make the most of it, right?
What?
It's not like I don't know if I want to.
It's 6 months of entertainment. You always know you got something to do on a Thursday. Even if the Spitfires suck, there's other good players to see when they roll into town. Like 06-07, you're talking about players we used to see. Spitfires are garbage in 06-07. But here's Stamkos coming into town. Here's Tavares coming into town. Here's Kane and Gagne coming down. Here's Subban coming into town. Now, is it a golden age this time? No. But you get to see these great players coming in town all
there's
the time.
There's always someone.
Yeah. And then there's the diamonds in the rough you never expected.
That's another thing that we were kind of...
The value is excellent. I've never once complained really about the price. I've complained when they complain that, oh, there's nobody here. Well, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out. It's not hard. Look how when the arena opened, we were winning OHL titles. You couldn't get a ticket to see Sarnie on at 2 p.m.
Yeah. Every game was just packed. I remember that.
And they raised the prices, and they raised the prices, and they added nothing, and they raised the prices, and, there's only 3,700 people here now. We didn't have a sub-5,000 crowd for 5 years there.
Yeah. Every game was just...
And now if we get 5,000, like, whoa, must have been free bobblehead.
So did you get your Mikey bobblehead?
No, it's the way to pick up the season tickets. Okay. Credit to them. They're doing stuff like that. I don't necessarily like the whole put your name on the seat thing.
Yeah, that's...
Because, one, the Express fans are going to screw those up anyways. They're going to rip them off. And two, I don't want anyone to know where I'm sitting.
Yeah. But you don't really have to own it kind of thing. You know?
I don't know. You're a fan too. What would entice you to get back?
To get a season ticket?
Yeah.
It's tough, man. Like, again, for me, pricing. Because, like, I'm not that invested. you know, I'm not going to spend that much.
600's too much?
No, to go to all those games, though.
Oh! You know what
I
mean?
I don't go to all the games. You know what I mean? I love the Spits.
I don't go to all the games either, like, due to work commitments, or sometimes I'd just rather sit home and watch football.
Mm-hmm.
But it's knowing you have your seat and everything. The math usually works out to 10 of the 34 games are free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you skip
there, way more than that, too, though.
Not really. Bucks.
Really?
How much?
$600, that's what you pay?
Well, some of them, yeah, around there, I believe.
Yeah, I thought they were more than that.
I sit in the gold section, so it's a little bit more.
Still, I guess not. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's one of the more expensive Fake tickets in the league, but, you know, Flint's paying like $400.
Yeah, well, I mean.
It's Flint.
Yeah, and that's a whole lot, like, you know. They need the money, but at the same time, they suck.
Yeah, we're
if anything, I'd rather buy tickets for them and just never go.
Yeah.
Just to give them a little. Yeah. Anyway, actually, just off topic, I don't know if you've seen, talked to Eric Wellwood, who's on your show as well.
He's very good.
Stand up dude.
And, awesome guy.
Touch upon him in Flint there a little bit.
It's with the Lancers now.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
He's better than that.
Yeah, I would.
If he's comfier with it, hey, like, it's his life. As a coach, he's better than OUA.
Yeah.
He won a Memorial Cup in the CHL.
Yeah. And he had touched upon that, too. Like, yeah, he could have went elsewhere, which no one is. Better league in the CHL. I do think that OUA hockey, university hockey, is stellar.
Oh, it's tremendously it's stellar, but it's never going to get a
full. It's not like a credential or an acknowledgement that you had been there.
It's never going to get anywhere. It's the senior PGA of junior hockey.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate because I loved watching, especially when the Spitfires left the Barn. That was my excuse to go back to the Barn.
Yeah,
go watch. Was the Lancers were playing. And it was always to like 30 people, and it was usually the players' girlfriends.
Yeah.
There's never a scout there.
There's no support for it.
It was depressing as hell. Yeah. And it is good hockey, but Canadian universities aren't like American universities where you can just slap the team logo on and people care.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, there's no student base going, let's go to the Lancers hockey game.
That's a tough one to try and to get the support behind. But, like we were kind of touched upon before, just some players that you remember from the 13, 14 years being a season ticket holder. It's one thing I always wanted to ask you was who kind of stood out to you that maybe
Derek Lanoux.
Yeah, there you
Derek
go.
Derek Lanoux.
Also a Lancer player, too.
Yeah, busted his ass every single game. And those are the players, like Mickey Reno was one of those guys who never, ever, ever took a game off. Mike Bushby in my first year as a junior B call-up. Hardly anyone remembers him. We were 44.
Yeah.
He just busted his ass. Justin Shug, when we had
Justin
him,
Shug, yeah.
was another excellent. Rob Quitt.
Quitt.
Was one of those guys who was never flashy, but he never got caught. He's always played like one of the smartest games of hockey.
We've talked about that before. It's like, I can't believe that people don't remember guys like Quitt or, you know, Lanoux or whatever.
Because you
like,
only saw him for 4 years and then you don't hear about him anymore.
Well,
you're still hearing about Ryan Ellis. You're still hearing about Grubauer.
Maybe it was a time in my life that it was impactful, I
guess,
completely. Because like I look back and I'm like, that guy was a stud, you know?
Completely.
I think that everyone in the city knows who he is, but it's like,
Dale Mitchell can still go around here and not have to pay for a drink, but he's playing Austrian hockey, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes the NHL just isn't where it's at for these guys, but doesn't take away anything they've ever done for them. Whatever happened to Andrei Loktionov?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. Merrick Biro, one of the hardest shots I've ever seen in my life. Don't know where he is now.
Yeah. That's the things that's like why I like to do these things, you know, to go back and reflect on those and, you know, kind of reminisce.
All right.
Talk about memories and stuff. Like for me, the Barn is, for a lot of
the
people,
best.
The Barn is awesome. Yeah.
It's best in retrospect.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you look back on it.
Yeah.
Know? So like to talk about those guys and to hear from those guys, I think that's
the thing everyone misses with the Barn is we played 12 games there the year we won our first Memorial Cup.
Yeah, because we opened
it. So we went to the OHL final that year. Imagine there was a construction delay and they had to play the full season at the Barn. I don't know if you ever went to the Barn during a home opener with the fog laps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now do it in the humidity of May with a title on the line.
Yeah,
be playing in Slurpees.
It had happened in the playoffs, too, I remember
Yeah.
being there. They were playing London, And
second round of 05?
I think so. Yeah. That sounds about right, man.
Yeah.
Did they get swept? Did,
yeah.
Yeah, oh, that was it for sure then. I would have been like 12, 13 years old.
Shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to... but that's, you know, that's what I remember being like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, I can't imagine either of those OHL titles coming on bar and ice. It would have got postponed. They would have had to move the games to the Joe or something. I don't know what, but it wouldn't have worked.
No. Unfortunately, because imagine having the cup on that ice in that arena.
It would have been great.
It would have been demolished now because the place would have blown up from people going nuts.
It did get raised once in DeBarno.
Did it? Well, yeah, in the, like their first one?
No. They won in Peterborough. In 88.
Okay.
1980, they lost to Peterborough.
Okay.
So Peterborough raised it in Windsor.
Uh-huh. So, you know, for Windsor, let's get a little more specific.
I just wanted to be a smart
guy. Yeah, I'm a statistics kind of guy. So I guess, you know, talking about guys that we had seen and rather go somewhere or not go somewhere, one thing that we share in common is being fans of wrestling.
Yeah.
It's something that I never assume anyone, you know, are you a wrestling fan? But
everyone's a wrestling fan.
Yeah, pretty much everyone in their life has.
People aren't wrestling fans.
And people like to hide it, but one thing that I never would have imagined, you were an unruly.
Of course I was.
Tell me about that group. Like, you know, I've heard about it from the guys, but like, how did this thing come to be?
We're all backyard wrestlers.
Yeah. Going to the shows, getting rowdy.
It sounds stupid, but for people like, oh, we like the podcast and all this, you know, I couldn't do that sort of thing. It's, aren't you nervous talking to people? Backyard wrestling was the thing that just got me out of my shell. Told you, don't worry about what anyone else thinks about you. Don't worry about how stupid you're being. Don't worry about what others perceive you to be. Just go out and be as stupid and happy as you want. And life is great after that, and that's what backyard wrestling taught me, and I met some of the most amazing people there, and, like, not just nobodies, because, yeah, we were all stupid kids.
Yeah.
We had an astronaut as one of the guys. We had one with a doctor. Like, it was just a
lot
of...
Like I said, everyone loves it.
Yeah, a lot of great guys, and we're out there on our Sunday afternoons with a pool tarp held down by some garbage cans, and we were acting out wrestling, and it was the best. Like those first couple months of Pokemon Go. It's just you're in bliss. You don't care what anyone else thinks. You're just in the moment and you're enjoying it. And, you know, when you all got all these wrestling fans acting out wrestling and you see, oh, wrestling show with ECW superstars coming every once in a while. Hell yeah, we're going to Chicharro and bumming rides off Dad.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Pizza was crap, but...
Yeah. They had some...
Scott DeMore sucked, though.
Yeah, he was just a jobber.
He was awful.
So, the Chicharro Club days, though, like, the events they had there, like you said, like, bringing these ECW guys, and it was pretty rowdy. It was sick. Like, what do you remember about...
I remember they had one show where there was a... Like, the lights went off, and there was a run-in at the end. And then the lights came on, and it was Shane Douglas.
Oh, yeah?
And that was the end of the show. And I'm like, this... Booked Shane Douglas for an angle, and that's it? Like, damn, BCW's got money.
Yeah, or Sabu didn't show up or something.
Yeah, which was a lot.
Yeah.
But that's what got me hooked into going to Chicharro, because one, it was so out of the way. You had the anticipation of getting out to Old Castle and all this, and standing in the line and hearing the other wrestling fans chatter and stuff. And you get all the people getting autographs. I always stayed out of that stuff. Yeah. But the merch tables. There's nothing better at an indie wrestling show than a merch table. Because there's the wrestler. He's peddling his stuff. You can even haggle with the damn wrestler. Where else do you get that in entertainment?
Very true. Very true. Awesome. And if they do that, it's like a glorified thing. Like, come meet and greet one guy. You know, like a hockey player or whatever, come and get an autograph from this football player.
I remember Mikey Whipwreck's last show.
Yeah, his first last show.
Yeah, on his tour of last shows. He did one at the Riverfront.
Yep.
And I bought his last ECFNW shirt off him.
That's sick.
And then, like, I think it was a couple weeks later, they had the invasion angle. And they were wearing the same ones with the green on the effing part.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, this is so cool, and I got it from an ECW original.
That's legit, you know.
Yeah, that's the stuff people take away. They didn't get this from the bargain bin at a Talese or something, they got an actual piece from a wrestler and they got to talk to that wrestler, maybe snap a picture with that wrestler. Mm-hmm. You can't even get that in hockey.
Exactly. And that's, you know, like people wait outside, and that's a thing in wrestling too, but you know, you can just pretty much interact with them, like you're saying, mm-hmm. at the shows. And a lot of them are actually, like we had talked about before, the people that I've interviewed in the podcast, the wrestlers have been the best people. Majority of them, out of everyone, you know?
Because they're not in an organized sport. They're in a sport where they really have to sell themselves. Mm-hmm. Eric Wellwood doesn't have to sell himself. Eric Wellwood shows his resume. He shows his wins. He shows his losses. He shows he's been drafted. He shows his rings. And that's that. There's no speaking involved. Mm-hmm. Wrestlers got to sell themselves every damn time. They got to cut promos. They got to be talented in the ring. They got to interact with the crowd. Good luck.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a complete entrepreneurship.
Absolutely, man. You think they should be unionized?
Unless you got Paul Heyman working for you, you know, you got to do it yourself. Should they be unionized? No, I don't know.
That's a it has been a thing for a while, right? But I just seen something pop up there not too long ago.
I don't know how you would unionize wrestlers.
It's really weird.
You think of any other workplace, you think of job safety and guarantees and all that stuff.
None of that.
You start doing that with wrestling, it's like, oh, I'm going to file a grievance that I should be champion for 6 months.
Oh, that's a good point, man. It starts so much more BS with politics. And
Who's the union boss? Taker?
Paul Heyman. Yeah. wrestler's court.
Yeah.
What do they call it? I mean, that's basically your union there, right?
Yeah. But I don't see how it would work. I'm not against it. I don't see how it would work.
Yeah. Like on paper, it seems like a good idea, but you're right. Just all this stuff that would come up.
Because you got
the people that are wrestlers.
You got people who are champions who are decided by a promoter. It's not like it's a legitimate sport. And the people who are champions are making more money than the rest. So how do you... Unions are supposed to make it equal for everyone.
Yeah, and people wouldn't be selling themselves or selling their craft as much.
No, they'd be like, union protection.
Yeah. That's very good point. Like we had just said, you know, like...
I gotta be careful. Windsor's a very union town.
Yeah.
Vote NDP on Thursday.
Oh, that's funny. I kind of skipped over this one, but... I want to talk about it. Michael DiPietro just signed.
That.
Yeah, great kid. Just give me your thoughts on that. To kind of jump around. Yeah, jump.
I never understand. Like, it's inevitable. He was going to sign with the Canucks, but I never understand what takes them so long to sign their entry level deal.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be signed last, like when he was drafted, pretty much. You know.
Yeah, because he's not going anywhere. He's going to be their goalie one day. I've never had this much faith in any goaltender than I have in DiPietro.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, why just sit on it for so long? Maybe he just wanted to play the season without distractions or something. But don't you usually get a signing bonus when you sign those things?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm getting money for the first time to play hockey, fuck, I'll sign anything.
Yeah.
So, but I'm really happy he got the chance playing the world champion. Like, he didn't play, but he got the experience of it.
He got
shafted at the World Juniors.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was a shoe-in for the juniors.
I don't care if he was punching babies at the tryout camp. He should have been at least a backup to Carter Hart.
Yeah.
Carter Hart's awesome. DiPietro shouldn't have unseated Carter Hart, but DiPietro should have been the damn backup, especially if he's going to be the starter this year.
He's a professional kid. You know, like there's no reason for them not.
He handles himself like a champ. Does a lot of great community stuff. I have nothing but respect for that. That's the argument I had with my parents, actually. Did they retire his number?
Ooh. You think right away?
It's not even about right away. It's just at all. Every Spitfire number that is retired or honored, that player played his entire career with the Spitfires.
And he better,
for the past year and a half, it's been nothing but talk about trade bait about him. And he's getting traded, man.
You think so?
He has to. We're not doing anything this year, and London's going to be pillaging for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to lose
that spot there.
We're going to lose Mikey. He'll play his last half season somewhere else. He's going to leave with all the damn records, but we've never retired anyone's goalie anything.
Mm-hmm.
If we do it for anyone, it should be him, but it's just that old rule of you got to play your whole career here. Mm-hmm. I'm not for or against it. I'm not sure. How do you have a goalie, retired number, who never won you a playoff series?
Ooh, dude.
No offense to the guy, but...
Because, like, on paper, yeah, I think they probably should. I just have never thought about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But one day, I don't care if he plays his whole career with them or not, one day they should definitely. You know how they wait. They wait for these things normally, you know. So a couple years down the line, no, regardless of what happens with them in the NHL, I think that they should. Because of the whole Memorial Cup thing at home. He's been the backbone of the team for pretty much as long as he's been.
Memorial Cup is four games, bro.
Yeah, they didn't lose any either. I don't know.
You got to win me some playoff series to get there.
So you don't think that they should?
I'm not against either. I would understand both outcomes. If you're asking me to make the decision, I would say not yet. Let him get the shutout record.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I don't.
Let him win one damn playoff series, because Windsor has the longest utility streak for playoff series in the OHL.
Yeah.
7 years without a playoff series victory. Renew your season tickets today.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, so to kind of begin to wrap things up, one thing I also have been meaning to ask you, the nickname, the Toast.
Old wrestling nickname.
Oh, really? Okay. So that's the I thought maybe it was something created on the podcast or something that you kind of brought to the podcast.
No. What was the old...
And Toastman. Like, you have a whole brand
to edit this part because I'm struggling to remember his name. The old wrestler. George? He called himself the Toast of the Coast. He's like flamboyant, but it was like in the 40s.
Gorgeous George,
that's it.
Okay.
And I had this old tape from Zellers. And it was like, Superstars of Wrestling. And I was like from the 40s and 50s. And it was put on by some company well out of business. And I watched Gorgeous George and every other damn wrestler. Black trunks, big chest, stand out. I'm going to beat you up. And here's Gorgeous George with like curls. And he's spraying himself, and he's wearing a robe, and he's being delicate, and he's pissing everyone off. And I'm like, that's hilarious. He's the first wrestling troll.
Oh, yeah, he created, you know, Muhammad Ali. He created that. He created Ric Flair.
Yeah.
You know?
I loved Gordon.
Conor McGregor. It's down the line.
Crap wrestler. Yeah. But all wrestling in the back 50s then, and 60s man. Were just crap.
Yeah. Like, even... Sometimes you look back to the 70s.
40-minute hammer locks.
Yeah.
But no, I was just so entrenched with that character. I'm like, yeah, you got to stand out and be a little different. Otherwise, you're going to be hosting Win City Sports.
And we're in Zubaz pins.
Zubaz rocks, my friend. Valley Village for the win.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, my name is Drake DeMore, and this is Win City Sports, Windsor's only local sports radio program and podcast on CGM FM and wherever podcasts are found. We just heard from Brian Thompson, one half of the OHL Fanboys podcast, and if you don't know what Zubaz pants are, Google them, and you can see who exactly is chirping who. Now we're going to take the time to break down some local sports news, something that we weren't able to do really too much on the radio version, so thank you for streaming or downloading the podcast version on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever it is you get your podcast. We're going to kick things off with our Windsor Clippers Junior B lacrosse team. The Clippers are coming off a huge win last week. Last Thursday, they played the London Blue Devils at Forest Glade Arena. Final score of 23-6. A lot of the Clippers had impressive games last Thursday night. First off, Jake Rosa, leading the team at least. I'm going to check the stats here in a second. For the league, but he's leading the team in assists. He had 6 assists and 1 goal to tally up 7 points in total. Chase Kavanaugh had 4 goals and 4 assists for a total of 8 points. And standout Braden Maye had 5 goals and 1 assist, while Blaine Wallace had 3 goals and 4 assists to total up 7 points. And honorable mention, actually I shouldn't say that, like so many people had multiple points, but sitting at 5 points in that game, Noah Bushnell scored a goal and 4 assists. And so now as I check the stats, it looks like a lot of the Clippers are fighting for a top spot, or at least close to it. At one point, we had players leading in points, goals, and assists, including Noah Bushnell, Braden Maier, and also Braden Maier for goals and points. Right now, Braden Maier is still trailing the Green Gales, Jeremy McWaters. He is currently tied for points in the league at 77. He is currently tied with the Indians, Kay and Francis. Leading in goals in the league is now Wallaceburg's Kyle Dawson. Trailing behind him is Windsor's own Braden Maier with a deficit of 3 goals. So he's looking to catch back up and grab that again. Noah Bushnell has taken the back seat in the third place for the running and assist leaders. Jeremy McWaters of the Green Gales is also leading at 56. Behind him is Orangeville's Tyler Goodchild at 49 and then Noah at 48. So he's very close and is probably looking to take that spot back. They were, you know, all three of them were leading the league in all three disciplines. So you know, just a matter of time, hopefully, before they shoot back up there. The Clippers have been doing amazing, by the way, if you haven't noticed, even just from me here, it seems like they're winning every single week. That being said, they're actually playing right now over at Forest Glade Arena. They're taking on the Point Edward Pacers. Game was set for 8 p.m., so maybe about halfway through, or maybe, you know, first period by now. On Saturday, they're going to be back at Forest Glade Arena for some 7 p.m. action when they take on the Welland Generals. Come on out and support some cheap and exciting lacrosse for all of Windsor. Our Windsor TSC soccer team is still looking for their first win of the season, but this past Sunday, they picked up a tie and a much-needed point for the squad. At 4 p.m. this past Sunday, they took on the Oakville Blue Devils on their home turf. Their next game is going to be this Sunday, June 10th at 4 p.m., when the Von Azzurri travels down to Windsor to take on the TFC at Alumni Field, again at 4 p.m. Next week, they will be traveling out to Toronto in a rematch of the League Cup draw just a few weeks ago. They'll be taking on the TFC 3 squad. On a side note, if you didn't see last Thursday, actually, Michael DiPietro, the Windsor Spitfires goaltender, signed, and you know, about time, he signed a entry-level deal, 3 years to the Vancouver Canucks, as myself and Brian had talked about. Also in the news right now, it looks like Warren Reichel is gearing up to start making some changes and build the team yet again. They say that DiPietro is not necessarily on the trading block, but is not ruled out, as even Brian had mentioned. He thinks that he's going to be gone by this year. So that's, again, another thing that's going to be a topic here in Windsor. What's going to happen with DiPietro? But we are happy that he signed that deal and gets the recognition that he deserves. He's going to make us proud, I think, and move on to the highest level and do well. I mean, the guy hasn't had a detriment to him on the ice really in his whole career. So that's just a side note, something that we didn't touch upon last week. Our final piece here, our Windsor Rogues Rugby Club suffered yet another defeat this past Saturday when they traveled out to Hamilton to take on the Hornets in Niagara Rugby Union play. The final score was 55-7. Shane Bremner and Captain Spencer Bryan each scored a try for the Rogues. Spencer added a conversion and a penalty kick for Windsor against Hamilton. Their next game is actually at home this Saturday when they take on the Sarnia Saints at 1:30 p.m. for men's B division and men's A division at 3 p.m. down at AKO Field on Bernard and Alice. But that's going to be all for this week on Wind City Sports. We're here on CJAM with new episodes every Thursday at 8 p.m. Replays are now on Fridays at 4:30 p.m. And you can hear all of our episodes on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes dropping on Thursday at 8:30, but anytime you can log in and listen to the archives. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so much more. Just search up Wind City Sports and you should be able to find us easily. Any podcast app that you use, search up Wind City Sports and I'm sure that we are on there. We'll be back next week with episode 100 of Wind City Sports, but until then, smell you later.